got no
sense. If I win, you let me buy you a drink. Hey, let's take a look, shall we?
Yeah. Hey. Well, well, it must be my lucky day.
Well, oh, good health to you, whoever the hell you are.
Yeah, good health.
Oh, oh, that's good days.
I'm pleased to hear it.
All right, that's enough games. What do you want?
He went to the clinic because his hand had swollen up. He kept dropping his cards, which didn't do his business much good.
And he was there when Charlotte Adams suddenly ran out.
Oh, yes, he remembers it vividly.
Well, what happened?
Crosby was draining the blood from his hand with a couple of leeches and explaining about them to the girl. It's common gossip at the clinic that he was teaching her basic medicine, something else Miss Wallace omitted to mention.
Well, there's no reason why that should have upset her. If she assisted at amputations, a bloodletting's nothing.
The conversation moved on to Crosby's brother.
Ah. Well, that sounds rather more interesting.
You were right. She hadn't heard the sad news.
And Crosby told her. Well, was that what did it?
He told her. She was shaken, yes, but no more than that.
Well, then.
And then she asked what he died of.
Was natural enough. And?
And Jonathan Crosby told her. And it was that one piece of information which sent Charlotte Adams running straight to her death.
You don't object to a spot of mild deception?
Not at all. I've been thinking about this anyway. And if it'll help the case...
I think it will. You're a natural confidant, Watson. Especially where the fair sex is concerned.
What will you be up to?
A little light reading.
Good luck.
There. Dissolve this in water. Drink it straight down. It should help.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Oh, who's next? Mrs. Quilly?
Doctor?
Wheel in the next patient, would you?
Oh, there's no one waiting, Doctor.
Good grief. You mean I get a chance to sit down?
I expect you could do with a nice cup of tea.
Ah, oh, Mrs. Quilly, you're a lifesaver.
There you are, sir.
Excellent.
Just let me know when you're ready for the next volume.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you.
Enjoy it while you can, Doctor. They'll be pouring in again before you know it.
Yes, so Dr. Kelly said.
This is so good of you. The poor man needs a rest, God knows.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good to be back in harness again. How long have you been a volunteer here, Mrs. Quilly?
Nearly 12 years.
Oh, I imagine you've seen some changes.
I certainly have. I remember when we didn't have to scrimp and save quite so much, for one thing.
What happened, do you know?
I don't really understand these things. My husband says it's down to the stock market.
Ah.
Your founder might have been a saint, but he had no idea about making money. That's what my husband says. And I suppose that young Dr. Crosby was the same, God rest his soul. But the old place keeps on going somehow.
Thank heaven for it.
Amen to that. Dr. Watson.
Yes?
Why aren't... earth would Dr. Crosby do such a thing? I simply can't understand it.
I don't know, Mrs. Quilly. Depression can do strange things.
Depression?
I had a brother who died. We weren't really on good terms, but I still felt, it must have been terrible for Dr. Crosby.
What do you mean?
Being so close to his brother like that.
Oh, Doctor, I don't know who you've been talking to, but Jonathan Crosby and his brother weren't what you might call close. They hated the sight of each other.
Not only were they daggers drawn, everyone at the clinic knew it. There'd been a stand-up row in full view of volunteers, patients, everyone.
So much for Miss Wallace's firm statement to the contrary.
You said from the first she was lying to us?
What was the row about?
I'm afraid the details are a little hazy, though money seems to have been at the heart of it.
Yes, that makes sense.
But Mrs. Quilly was quite certain of one thing. Jonathan accused his brother of, and I quote exactly, of wanting to bleed this place dry.
Ah, vital link in the chain.
But what does it mean?
Tell me, did Charlotte Adams observe this fight?
Yes. I'm afraid she saw the whole thing.
This case keeps throwing up little snippets.